ایشون در سن جوانی به درجه رفیع اجتهاد نائل میشن.
While still young, he received his doctorate of divinity or ijtihad, and at the same time, his permission of written ijtihad was signed by great clergymen such as Sheikh Ziyaddin Araqi, Mirza Hussein Naini, Sayyid Abul Hassan Isfahani, and others, who were important religious leaders of the time. My Honorable Father was also Sheikh of Permission because of his good relations with the Sunnis. The reason was that he was one of the first clergymen to seek unity between Shiite and Sunni clergymen, so he was permitted to cite hadith from the Sunnis, six-volume book, Sihah Sitteh, and he permitted the Sunnis to extract hadith from the four-volume work of the Shiites.
One of the important contributions of the late Ayatollah Marashi Najafi is a collection named the Ihqaq al-Haq. The original book was prepared by the magnanimous scholar Qazi Nurullah Marashi Shushtari, and Ayatollah Marashi completed it. An important feature of his task was that it was done through group work. It means that he gathered a group of researchers and used Sunni resources in different parts of the world. But using the valuable Sunni texts, he defended Shiism and the rightfulness of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. This group work is invaluable. Of course, some great scholars, such as Allama Hilli and Sheikh Mufid, had done some work in this area before, but each was individual. This book, which is published in 35 volumes, is now available on the market.
Late Ayatollah Najafi decided to allow no hardships to stand in the way of his acquisitions. He said so himself, and the media mentioned after his death that he often had insufficient funds for food. He prayed and fasted in proxy for others, and with the money they gave him, he bought books. The disinfection unit is quarantined for dangerous books. Any book brought to the library, whether bought or donated, should be quarantined and disinfected. After quarantine, the books are placed in the temperature-controlled treasury of manuscripts. The temperature is kept between 19 and 21 degrees centigrade, while the humidity is regulated at between 45 and 60%. No sudden heat or cold is allowed to enter this treasury. He trained a lot of students in Qom and taught there for 67 years. He held the congregational prayer at the shrine of Hazrat Masumah three times a day, and each time his group began praying at the earliest time permissible.
از امتیازات
One of the advantages of this library is that it contains a number of ancient books from the 5th, 6th, and 7th centuries. That alone is enough to make a library great. Moreover, if a library contains a number of original works by such luminaries as Sheikh Tusi, Allama Hilli, Muhaqqiq Hilli, Sheikh Bahai, Sahib Wasail, and Sahib Jawahir, that would make it great. Soon his acquisitions outgrew his facilities and he was facing a problem with insufficient space. Even the third floor of one of the four schools built by my father in Qom was pressed into service and transformed into a library. He donated a great number of the books he bought to the shrine of Hazrat Abdulazim Shahrray, the shrine of Hazrat Masumeh, the Fazia school, and many other places. Despite all these measures, we still lacked enough room for the books, till Imam Khomeini asked me to visit him and told me that since my father had put so much effort into establishing a library, that he, Imam Khomeini, had asked the government to give us a budget for building a big library. Then he personally donated some money to the project.
The 7th, 8th, and 9th centuries, Seoul's calligraphy had fully evolved in beauty and art in the works of the artists of the time, including Seirafi, a student of Master Yabut, were apparent. A sample of beautiful Seoul's Rayhan with the names of the surahs written in azure and the vowel marks inscribed in gold, and another with the names of surahs written in gold and the vowel marks penned in azure. Gilding in the Quran attributes to the beauty of calligraphy. This can be seen a great deal in volumes dating from the Timurid, Safavid, and Qajar eras. One of the features of the Timurid era, which is similar to the Safavid era, is inscribing the Surah of Hamd in two pages. Among the beautiful gildings are those related to the Qajar era. The Tehran, Shiraz, Isfahan, and Kashmir schools differed vastly from previous eras. One of the other features of this era is the availability of the Quran in different sizes. This is a sample from the Shiraz school by Master Zainul Abidin Mahallati, who was 60 years old at the time. This style is close to that of the Tehran school.
He had unique, unusual manuscripts. The other manuscripts are excellent too. This library has a lot of visitors and is used by scholars and seminary students. Even now, when we sometimes need to refer to rare books, the only place we can turn to is this library. از کتابخانه های کتابخانه ایشون می‌خواهیم.
This is the department in which the library's documents are mended. After quarantine and special tests, we send the books to this unit for restoration. First, the material of the paper is identified and then fibers of the same material, such as cotton, cannabis or lilin, are made into paper to mend the manuscript. This paper is then dyed with herbal dyes such as tea, coffee, borage, or saffron, so it will be the same color as the rest of the manuscript. After the paper is made, it is placed on the designing and restoration tables. The previous sample and this one are examples of papers which have been mended. This paper is mended with its own material. This is a sample of papers which are separated piece by piece for designing. These pieces are attached to each other by a special mending adhesive called filmoplast, which is invisible and almost retrievable. The passage of time causes no negative effects. We also repair old covers. If the cover of a book needs to be repaired, the stages of mending and designing are done here. This is a sample of a cover from the Timurid era. You can see it before repair and restoration. Lacquered, varnished covers are among the covers mended in this unit, and the age of a cover makes no difference. The people working in this unit are all professionals and specialists. If a book doesn't have a cover is made for it in a traditional Islamic style. Its illustrations and gilding are chosen according to the age and type of the book. If the gilding of a cover needs to be repaired, my colleagues will do it very well. Here are some samples of gildings and plates which have been designed and made for book covers. Here are some other samples of plates. Besides the traditional stages, we also have modern state-of-the-art machines here. One of the machines is the humidity chamber, which is used for separating pages which are stuck together. Without inflicting the least damage to the pages, this machine separates them. The next machine is called a suction table, which is really versatile for dusting and removing stains. When the late Grand Ayatollah Haja Hussein Tabatabai Burujerdi, who was the religious authority for Shiites the world over, passed away, my late father and a number of other clergymen, including Imam Khomeini, were introduced as the religious authorities of the Shiites. In 1381 AH, which is about 48 or 50 years ago, he was recognized as one of the greatest religious authorities, and many people from Iran and other countries in the vicinity of the Persian Gulf, as well as Pakistan, Lebanon, and Iraq, imitated him.
Thank you.
religious life of Eastern people is such that they are strongly attached to their religious beliefs forever and under all conditions. For the same reason, the Quran was designed in different sizes, from the royal size to the folio size to the regular size to the letter size to the minuscule pocket and prayer cloth sizes. Ancient heroes considered the Quran their closest companion and sought help from it, an octagon for wrapping around heroes' arms. But art was manifested fully when talented artists introduced Qubar to the realm of calligraphy to preserve its precious value. Qubar is a kind of tiny calligraphy written with horsehair brushes. Talented artists tried to illustrate some verses from the Quran or names of Imams in the middle of them by writing Quranic verses in the margin. An exegesis of the Quran with the beautiful calligraphy of Sheikh Taifa and Sheikh Tusi in 455 AH. An exegesis in the Persian language by Atiq Surabadi in the 5th century AH without the diacritical marks of Gaf and the dot in the words Ilah, Allah and Rab. The oldest Nahjul Balagh of Islam with the calligraphy of Hussein ibn Hassan Qumi in 469 AH, with corrections by Muhammad ibn Dar in the margin. Sahife Sajjadi of Imam Zainul Abidin with the calligraphy of Farhad Mirza, the uncle of the Qajar ruler Nasir ad-Din, in the beginning of the 800-year-old book.
His library is so renowned that visitors from other countries who travel to Qom make a point of seeing it. Its reputation is based on its numerous rare books and manuscripts. Whenever we are given manuscripts or rare asked for guidance, we don't keep the books ourselves, although we have a large library. We tell them that there is a place in which they keep the books in an expert manner. They check the books and if they need it, they are mended. They are carefully preserved in a place with the proper temperature and humidity. So this library not only stores books, but preserves and cares for them as well.